Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it's raining, and you know what? It's going to keep raining through the evening, through the night, well into tomorrow. Some happy plants, I know, a little bit of grass that's going, oh, thank you. But now the rest of us just have to deal with it, just the way it is. We'll be chatting with my old pal Eben Brown from Fox News. We'll do that at 5:35. There's a lot of attention focused right now in the land of my people, South Florida, and trying to figure out the, I don't know, concurrent investigations. I mean, you've got the feds obviously looking into this assassination attempt on President Trump, and Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida says, hey, we don't actually trust the feds. So we're going to do our own investigation. I don't know exactly how this all works, but I'll tell you who's going to have a clue, and probably a little bit more than that. Our good friend Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, who joins us every other week to offer legal insight, as well as some great observations. If you're not following Joe with his online column, I'm going to let him talk about that. You really need to do that. Joe, I appreciate you being here. Welcome, my friend.
Jeff, always great to be with you, sir.
The pleasure is mine. So explain to me, Governor DeSantis says, hey, we don't trust the feds. A lot of people are saying about Jeff Veltri, who is the FBI special agent in charge. He's an anti-Trump guy, so he can't be trusted. What's actually going on with all this?
Well, I think it's something that a lot of people fail to remember, that we do have two tracks of criminal justice in our system, right? We have state laws, which are unique to the 50 states, which typically cover your run-of-the-mill crimes that you think of. Murder, assault, trespass, DUIs, all that stuff is in predominantly state-level criminal law. Mm-hmm. Then there's federal law, and there's a universal federal criminal code that applies to all 50 states and the territories. Right. That's much more unique because that only relates to specific enumerated federal crimes. So now we have a situation, we have a former president who is also a current candidate for president who receives lifetime Secret Service protection. So we think of him as a federal figure. And I think our minds immediately go to the FBI and the Secret Service and the U.S. attorney down in Florida and all that, right? Because that's what we think of. But in this case, there's no real specific crime about trying to assassinate a former president, believe it or not, right? It's not a specific crime. Yeah, there's plenty of crimes criminalizing attacking the current president and the vice president and the Speaker of the House and all that. So there are federal firearms charges we could pursue in this case. But the fact is the real meat and potatoes here is probably state law. That's going to have the stronger attempted murder, trespass, firearms charges here. So even though the feds normally kind of take the front seat in these kinds of things, I actually applaud Governor DeSantis because he not only has probably the stronger case and the more potential jail time for this person if he's found guilty. I always want to say that.
Yep.
But also, like you pointed out, he brings a little degree of independence because let's face it, I got a lot of respect for the FBI and the Secret Service and the legal system in general. But they've dropped a lot of balls in the last few years. And the fact is that you have the opponent of President Trump, both his previous opponent and his current opponent, that are running the federal government. And I think a lot of people would feel a lot better if the primary lead of the investigation here were at the state level. There's a heck of a lot of less known prejudice, as well as possibly a stronger case. So I think we're going to see a little push and pull here. The FBI doesn't necessarily like to be elbowed aside, but it's first and foremost going to be a state case. I believe he's in state custody at this point, and so I applaud them for running with it.
Wow, this is fascinating stuff. I'm going to remind everybody, Joe Moreno is joining us, a former federal prosecutor, one of the most brilliant legal minds, certainly in D.C. I was going to say in America, and now I've got to include what, England and Wales as well. I mean, you're everywhere, my friend. So if the state takes the lead, so I'm trying to remember, You've got Governor DeSantis is going to direct FDLE, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, to do the investigations, kind of the state version of the FBI. You have the local prosecutors, the state's attorneys. He was arrested in Martin County, but I believe the offense took place in Palm Beach County. Who gets to do that then? I mean, if you got all these differing jurisdictions, does it go back to Palm Beach County for them to prosecute?
Typically, with criminal investigations in general, it will be run and governed by the place where the crime took place, not where a suspect is picked up or where there are other pieces of it. So in this case, it's going to be at the International Golf Course, where the suspect was engaged in the crimes which he will be charged with. And that'll be the jurisdiction where it's predominantly investigated. And ultimately, if he's charged, that's where he'll be prosecuted.
You mentioned, Joe, that there is no actual federal statute against crimes against a former president. Is that something that everybody could put aside their partisanship and say, hey, listen, we can't have this. We got to have a law in the books.
You would hope so. And, you know, I had to look it up. I did not know it offhand. And there is a crime to threaten a former president, interestingly enough. It's a 5-year cap. But that's just like a verbal threat. We're making a written threat, but not actually a murder or attempted murder. So I definitely think, I mean, look, a former president and his or her spouse gets lifetime Secret Service protection. So God forbid something did happen to someone, you would think it should be prosecuted and investigated at the federal level. That would make sense. Yes. The person is being targeted most likely because of the fact that he or she held a federal position, right? The presidency. Yes. So you would think that's the kind of orbit in which it should be focused. But yes, it's a bit of a gap. So yeah, that would be a nice little gesture to kind of come together and say, hey, let's plug this gap with some smart law.
Absolutely. All right. Now, counselor, indulge me. I am your 1L student. And I say to you, professor, I, as a as an assistant U.S. attorney, I can actually make a case at the federal level that by brandishing that weapon within such a close proximity to the president, I was making a threat. I was communicating a threat. Therefore, we can charge him and prosecute him. What say you?
There's probably not a federal crime of brandishing a firearm, as you describe it. There could be federal firearms charges for possessing a weapon, which has been banned by the federal government. We'd have to figure that out. I'm not sure that applies here. So the federal charges could be pretty limited because, again, you have to figure federal crimes have to be specifically enumerated. If there's not a specific law in the federal books, there's no common law, right? There's no kind of general law. That's at the state level. So if with no specific crime at the federal level about attempted murder of basically, you know, a private citizen, basically, in the eyes of the federal criminal code, there's no federal law that says that.
Civil rights violation? Could we say he was attempting to deprive President Trump of his civil rights?
I mean, you could get real creative, I suppose. But, so, you know, like I said, I'm sure there are some federal charges that they could pull together. But if you want attempted murder, you want the real one that'll get some real prison time, that's going to be at the Florida level.
Okay. Wow, that's fascinating. Now, I'm curious to get your sense, and this is not necessarily legal, but you've been around the federal government, the federal system for a long time. You just know the way a lot of things work. The special agent in charge of the FBI in Miami, their Miami field office, a guy by the name of Jeff Veltri. He is a longtime FBI.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Special agent. He's worked his way up the ranks. He's originally from South Florida, but his first real job out of law school was as a public defender in Broward County. And he, as we know, because we saw this come from some of the testimony, I guess, of Ray some time ago that he had these anti-Trump things on his social media, and he was told to get rid of them before he was going to go through the process of getting that spot that he always wanted. Should we be concerned about that on any level?
It looks terrible. Yeah. I mean, look, we all like social media, and we all like to make our voices heard. But if you plan to try to attain a senior level, a senior position in government, where you're going to have some public visibility, then you need to calm down in your public profile. It comes with the job, right? So if you're going to have inflammatory language out in social media, you probably should be disqualified from a job where you're expected to be nonpartisan. Yep. And you're expected to vigorously pursue crimes, no matter who the offender or who the victim is. And if you can't do that, or you have the perception that you can't do that because of what you've put out in the public domain, you probably should not be in that job.
Yeah. It's such a bizarre situation, and the entire world with the presence of social media is just a little bit different than when you and I may have been working our way through whatever the ranks were. Let me ask you, Joe, to remind everybody about where they can not only visit you online, but take a look at some of the great articles, columns that you're writing these days.
Yeah, I've been a regular contributor to The Spectator. It's a fantastic global magazine, a little center right, which of course is my tendency.
Yes.
It's the American version of a global magazine. It's thespectator.com. I've been a regular contributor there on all kinds of topics, including law, national security, and politics. Been really enjoying it.
Yeah.
JosephMoreno.com, Joseph Moreno on Twitter, although honestly, I don't tweet a lot. There's that social media being careful, of course, in an election season, but I'm out there as well.
All right. Joe, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. You're the best of the best. That is Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor. I'm telling you, smartest lawyer on God's green earth. And he joins us every other Tuesday, a unique perspective that you just will not hear anywhere else. But you can read it at thespectator.com. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com